I was reading a book of conversations with my Param Guru Dev, and this topic of Ujjata Sukriti came up, and him and the questioner are kind of going back and forth about it, and at the end of each response of Maharaji, he says, there's no such thing as Ujjata Sukriti. And then he says, there is no such term as Ujjata Sukriti. He's saying that it's not, there's no philosophical basis for it, or there's no Shastric basis for it. And this came as news to me, because in my previous Sangha, it was spoken of a lot, Ujjata Sukriti, this concept.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering if you know where this concept originated.
I know. Thank you for your question. It's a little touchy question, because most of the world follows this idea of Ujjata Sukriti. But this sort of question, where does Ujjata Sukriti comes from? It comes from IGM. Not to be confused with IBM. IBM is International Business and Machines. IGM is ISKCON Gaudiya Math. The originator of the concept is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and was further propagated by Bhakti Siddhanta, and further propagated by Bhakti Vedanta. But the term is nowhere in the Goswami writings. So your latest teacher is quite correct, based on traditional Gaudiya Siddhanta. I think just the idea, just to give a little broader picture of the idea, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a very intelligent person, very innovative. He was trying to make bridges between philosophical points, but try to make things logical to the Western mind. Indian mind is also Western mind now for the last 100 years, 150 years. But a lot of the spiritual concepts are, as Satyanarayana Das Babaji says, they're not irrational, and they're not rational, they're transrational. They're rational, but on a spiritual plane. They're reasonable, but not on a material plane. On a material plane, they sound to our rational mind irrational and nonsensical, because our minds are limited. They can't understand Anadi Bahir Mukh, beginning of this ignorance. Where do we come from? We've been here forever. Who created us? Nobody. We weren't created, we're eternal. You know, it's hard to fit in our box mind. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he tried to make so many bridges between the different things. And in doing that, he made a lot of confusion, because he went against the Goswamis, because the Goswamis in the 15th century, they accepted the principle called Achintya Shakti. In the Sundarbas, what's the word for amazing? Amazing? Yeah, Bhuta Shakti. Unless you can accept, Jiva Goswami said, unless you can accept that the absolute truth is inconceivable and amazing, you can't advance in bhakti. So in other words, some things cannot be understood, cannot be explained with language. And so Jiva Goswami makes that as a precedent to establish his preaching platform. That Krishna is an hoaxer, he's inconceivable to the senses, and he's amazing, a Bhuta Shakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he didn't surrender that idea of Jiva Goswami, tried to be a little more intelligent and explain it. Made a lot of confusion in the world. So now, because all the ancient teachings of the Goswamis are in English, people are very learned now. They say, wait a minute, this doesn't match up. So better stick with the six Goswamis. Your knowledge now is quite good. Whoever your teacher is now is teaching you correctly. But that's the origin. But just to defend the IGM, because I was a member of it for 38 years until 2013, from 1975, that's a long time. He's trying to make bridges, but he failed a lot of times. It creates a lot of confusion. Because he and his son were both very intelligent and very good writers, Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They made a lot of confusing things that aren't Siddhanta, that are against the Upanishads, against the Vedas, and against the teaching of Sri Goswami. That's a hard thing to swallow, but that's a fact. Thank you, nice question. You know how to shake things up, you know.
Sorry.
That's okay, I like it. Because basically, you got to get the truth, you know. So you're looking for truth, and that's why you're going from guru to guru, trying to find the truth. So that's good, that's what life is for.